Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on The Pop Experience. I am Steve Riddle, back again for another go-around, and today we are continuing with our theme week this week, where we are discussing songs that were featured in the TV show Peacemaker. Of course, this Peacemaker, if you're not familiar with, is from the is of course the DC Extended Universe. It aired on HBO Max. It's only been on for one season, although it is slated to get a second one. I'm not sure when, though, as James Gunn's now going to be doing his revamped DC Universe. And the song I'm going to be doing today was actually featured in the very first episode of Peacemaker. Figured this had to get included here. And it's a song I don't think I've ever heard from a band I certainly never heard about. And that song is Summertime Girls by YNT, formerly Yesterday and Today. Was released off their album Open Fire, released in 1985. No official date here. I don't know if I would call this a one-hit wonder, because I've never heard of it. I know the band itself has actually been around since the 70s. They've had their biggest run in the 80s with a bunch of albums. Then they kind of broke off here and there. Kind of did a little run in the 90s, and then actually they've still been around performing today. So kind of one of those ones that kind of maybe got lost in the shuffle there with all the hair bands coming out at the time, because we are right in the thick of the glam metal hair bands really being big. So you really had to stand out with some incredible songs to be able to have a good run here. So but we'll go ahead and get things started here. If you're watching along with me via the YouTube link, it's a decent length video. It's a little over 4 minutes, so we'll go ahead and get started in 3, 2, 1 and play. So we open up here with this homeless person here kind of walking the street here as we're on the beach. It's now going to the trash. That's another guy. The drummer of the band comes up here. I didn't get to see what was on that sign. I saw no smoking, drinking, loitering, but then there was one other one that I missed. As we have two other members of the band kind of coming out of this little cavern. And now we have this guy here, a heavy metal detector from Acme. So somebody's been watching Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote too much, as the final member of the band here pops up out of the sand as we now hear the song performing here. Of course, some very unique outfit choices here on the band. Like I said, the big hair, I was trying to look as we see a bunch of lovely ladies now kind of walking down here. The one guy with the leather jacket, his shirt says Wrestling Association. Looks like it said Bad Boy Wrestling Association. Not familiar with that one. As we see some more people kind of walking down, the lifeguard was holding up a mermaid. And now we kind of see these four bad girls here in all leather and chains kind of walking down. Probably not the best outfits to have on, considering I'm sure it's probably going to be middle of summer, and it's going to be very hot on the beach. I'm pretty sure this is in Venice Beach. I mean, there's a pier, and now the bad girls in their revealing swimsuits there. See, now I'm not going to find this here. Because I was seeing the shirt. let me see. I'm not seeing it. Yeah, not really seeing anything about it. But anyway, just kind of interesting that maybe it was just like a custom shirt. As we see again here now, the members of the band kind of interacting with the different people, the girl with the fruit hat on, she's definitely probably not looking that very comfortable. Now we see the band performing here on the boardwalk here as these and of course one of the big crazes of the 80s here, you see the people rollerblading down the pier with the oversized boomboxes, which it probably looked cool at the time, but I mean that had to be uncomfortable because those things had to have been so heavy. You're trying to come down on rollerblades, and meanwhile you're holding this thing, trying to balance it on your shoulder, trying to keep yourself balanced. It just was just not something. It didn't seem very practical, so I don't know. So now we got one of the members of the band here. Looks like he's going to play this carnival game where you got to throw the ball into the clown's mouth here, and of course he's trying to impress this little hottie here in the bikini. And he misses twice with the balls, and now he pulls out a rocket launcher right through the clown's mouth. Didn't seem to get a prize though, because I'm sure vendor there probably hit the deck as we now see the kind of the end of the day. Everyone is leaving, the sun is going down. It's been another fun day. We see everybody leaving, including the guy with the metal detector, and now just a random robot just shows up. Don't know what that was all about, of course knocking all the guys over. Now we got the band again sitting alone on the beach lamenting about the day they had. But now here come the four ladies in the leather outfits. Again, the teased hair, such a big thing here in the 80s, as they all head off down the pier with the robot following closely behind them. So there you go. There is Summertime Girls by YNT. Of course, like I said, this was off the this was of course featured in the first episode of Peacemaker, which is our theme this week. And we got a lot of great themes coming up from here. I mean, I'm sure May, into the summer, we got some good ones coming up here. And I do want to mention too, I didn't mention at the beginning, but I will mention this episode that you're listening to here is episode 499. So that means the next episode you hear tomorrow, when we end this theme, is going to be episode 500. So we are, 500 episodes in. We started this, of course, back in the summer of 2022, June 6, 2022, to be exact. So we're coming up now on the 3 year and on 3 years. 2 years actually. 2 years. My apologies. It's kind of hard with these years they blend through, but thank you again for your support. It's been a lot of fun doing this. It's going to be fun going forward as we continue to move forward. And now we head towards episode 600. So with that, I am Steve Riddle. This has been the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Pop Experience. And we will see you next time.